Hello and welcome to the fifth episode in the Digital 2018 Live series. My name's Neil Wilkins, and in this episode we will be talking about customer journey. The customer journey is one of the, if not the, most important things to consider when you're creating a digital strategy. The main reason for this is very much that it's the kind of the deliverable bit, it's the outcome, it's the thing that the public will see. So you can do no end of planning and strategizing and thinking and discussion and all this kind of stuff, but until you actually start to choreograph a customer journey, in other words, the step-by-step experience that your customer's going to see as an output of all of those thoughts and all of those plans, then nothing actually is reality. So the customer journey is something that's going to be absolutely crucial to get right. A lot of organisations don't really consider this, and what they're doing is, in essence, they're just doing a lot of chaotic stuff. And I love that word stuff because it implies chaos, it implies randomness, it implies, you know, just making noise for noise's sake. But with a customer journey, so that you've actually plotted almost like a bit of a route map for your customer to follow, what you've done then is you have started in the process of integrating everything that you do. And once you start to integrate everything that you do, things start to make sense, because what happens is that the tools that you put into the journey, the tools that you're going to be using, be they a particular social network, be they email, might be face-to-face meeting, could be a phone call, you know, all of those steps in that customer's experience begin to fuel something really important, which is an experience that takes the customer along a route that adds value to them. And that's really at the heart of effective customer journey planning. So we have a particular customer persona in mind. If you haven't worked on creating that customer persona, listen to episode 4 in this series where we talked about customer personas. But think about that person. Think about that individual who now you're beginning to understand quite intimately. You're understanding kind of where they are, what they're doing at any particular point in time. You're understanding what their needs are, how they interact with your products and services, their expectations. You know, what is their expectation of what you're about to deliver? And once you have that kind of almost as the filter for everything that you're going to do from this point forward, you can start to think about the stages of the customer journey. Now, this customer journey that you're going to be plotting doesn't matter really how long it is. It doesn't matter what kind of customer persona you're talking about. It doesn't matter what sector or industry that you work in. It will follow three very specific and very, very clear different stages. So the initial stage is awareness, then there's conversion, and then there's retention. And I'd really like you to kind of make a note of those three stages, because they're going to be really key as we start to think about plotting this out. So it's awareness, conversion, and retention. Okay, so in the first stage, that is awareness stage, what we're trying to do is actually build awareness. In other words, we're actually going to help that customer persona to understand, well, one, that we're here, and actually start to understand what it is that we do. So we need to build that awareness of who we are, what we do, and start to increase the relevance in the story. The second phase is to convert, hopefully with confidence on both sides. So, you know, that conversion point where they turn from being a prospect, somebody who's just, you know, might be vaguely interested or could be very interested, when they show some kind of commitment. So either they become a customer, or they sign a form, or they complete the contract, or they just show a commitment to what it is that you would term, you know, a conversion from being a prospect, somebody who's interested, into actually being a customer. That is converting with confidence, because they've obviously got enough confidence in the story that you're telling, the marketing that you're doing, the product or service that you're offering, to know that they are willing then to convert into being a customer of yours. So in essence, really they're having confidence in that relationship that you've started to foster with them. And of course, that's a great thing, because what you've done then is you've really shown evidence that, you know, this is going to be a good, valuable experience on both sides. The third phase then is what we call retain to sustain. Now, obviously, what you don't want to be doing is just getting a customer. You've got them as a customer, they've purchased once or they've committed once, and then you ignore them and you go and start looking for other customers. A lot of organizations do this. A lot of sales teams do this. They're thinking constantly about, you know, the next customer, where they're going to come from, and losing sight of the big, in fact, absolutely huge value that existing customers have for your organization. So what we do is we think about that third stage in the customer's journey. And this is this one individual customer. You've taken them through the awareness stage. You've built confidence so that they now convert into being a customer. And now your task as a marketer, as a communicator, as a business development person is to retain them. And that's sustaining the relationship that you've been fostering with them. And that word sustain is really important because it implies a drip feeding of communication. It implies that you don't go to sleep. It implies that you're always there, maybe front of mind, well, at the very least, at back of mind in the customer's eyes. So that third stage, retaining to sustain that relationship, is critical because what we're looking for here is to maximize what we call the customer lifetime value, the CLV, customer lifetime value. So that first purchase is great and it's shown the commitment, but it's only the tip of the iceberg. What we want them to be doing is to be coming back time and time and time again to purchase again, you know, maybe do an upgrade, maybe purchase related products or services or accessories, you know, whatever industry you're in, whatever kinds of products or services that you have, you'll know this kind of upsell or cross-sell that's possible with what you do. So it's getting maximum value from them. At the same time, of course, is balancing the value that you're giving to them. So that relationship, and of course, the key in this part of the journey is that it is a relationship. It's two-way. So you want feedback from them as to how you're doing. You want feedback in terms of how the product or service is now actually working for them. If they've got any other ideas or if they can give you, you know, some reviews. And of course, this is a two-way flow of information. So it should be a proper, real conversation. And you know when things are working, when you have that flow. So we've got our three phases. Let's talk about these and think about these in a little bit more detail. So it's awareness, conversion, and retention. So let's start with the awareness phase. Now, at the top of the awareness phase, and sort of think of this almost like as a funnel. So at the very, very top of the funnel, so this is the very, very first point in time when your customer or your prospect, as they are at that point, finds out about you. So they might well hear about you through word of mouth, and in lots of cases that could be the instance. So somebody mentions your organization or a product that you have to somebody and they say, oh, you know, that could be interesting, that's quite timely, I'm looking for that as well. So then their journey has started because now they are aware of you. That's just the initial awareness. You might also be running an ad campaign, for example, and so they've seen the advert and then they respond. So they click the button or they phone the number or whatever it is, that the call to action that you've given in the advert. So now they are also on the journey. They might know roughly what they're looking for, so they do a Google search or a search engine search because they know the kind of thing that they're after. Lo and behold, they're on the search results, they see a link to one of your pages or your social media, and they think, okay, that's interesting, click, and now they're on their journey with you. So you see all of these different touch points, these very, very first points in time where they hear about you, where they're starting to do something with you. This is the beginning of their customer journey. Now, of course, a lot of marketers would say, hey, you know, I've done the hard work because, you know, I did the ad, they clicked on the ad. Right. OK, that's good. That's job done. Let's go and do something else. But of course, from the customer's perspective, this is very much the beginning. And your role as a communicator, your role to move them through this awareness phase, through clicks on a website, through going out and doing a little bit of research, maybe in your social media, through having a face-to-face meeting, through being sent a brochure or a leaflet in the post. All of these different steps that are going to be relevant to you enticing the customer into the point where they say, yep, I've now got the confidence to commit, boom. I've now clicked the button to commit. I've put my credit card details in and I've purchased. Or I've said, yes, okay, I will be your customer. I will buy your service. Or they've signed on the dotted line on the contract. Whatever it is you define as that conversion point, Your task is to choreograph a journey step by step, click by click, conversation by conversation, through to that point of conversion. So again, think of this as a bit of a funnel. So as they go down through clicks and conversations and phone calls, they're getting tighter and tighter and tighter towards the bottom of the funnel, where they hit that little point that they emerge from underneath the funnel at that point of conversion. And your task is to get as many people from that very first touch point all the way through to that conversion point. So how do we do that? Well, obviously, the first thing that we need to think about is, well, which tools are going to be relevant at this awareness phase? So it may well be that there are things like advertising and brochures and, you know, YouTube videos, and, you know, there'll be a whole mix of stuff. But think about the kinds of things that you could put into there as tools. Now, that doesn't mean you've got to heavily load it, because some of the tools you might find are actually more effective at the retention phase. So things like email, for example, can be very, very useful at the retention phase. Things like Twitter, again, another great example for drip feeding to keep in touch when somebody has already committed and is already a customer. But at the awareness phase, think of those tools that you might be sort of able to use or that could be relevant to help your customer move from that initial awareness through to committing to you. Now, one of the things to bear in mind, one of the really sort of useful little tips here, is to think about the psychological process that they are going through as they transition from initial awareness through to the point of commitment. Now, they are going through a journey, whether you like it or not, and whether you decide to or not choreograph this journey for them, this customer journey. They are going through a psychological process of building faith and trust in you. Okay, so they arrive at your doorstep, they arrive at your website, or they start to see this advertisement with hope. Okay, they're hoping they're going to get some kind of solution, some kind of added value. As they go through these engagement points, all these touch points, these phone calls, these clicks, as they go through that, what they're doing is they're starting to build faith that you are going to be the person or the brand or the company who's going to solve their problem or is going to provide them with great value. So that's your task. So what you're doing is you're building faith slowly, steadily, and as a gradual drip feed to them at each step, you're giving them faith that you are the right organisation. Now, this doesn't mean that at that very first point in time, when they very first hear about you, you have to download everything. This is about a gradual, steady, step-by-step journey that you're giving them so that you build confidence, you start to help them to flourish in this relationship that you're crafting for them. Be authentic, be transparent, be very aware of the kinds of things that they want to hear and through the tools that they're most likely to respond to, and start to put these things into a little flow, into a little flow chart. So create this thing, use post-its, use a big flip chart, draw on it, however you prefer to do this, but you need to map and plot this out. And think about when they get to a certain point in the journey. So it may well be they land on a particular page in this journey. You've got to make it very, very clear to them where you want them to go next. Don't leave it to the navigation bar at the top of the page. Don't leave it to chance that they're going to click where you want them to click. Put a big fat link, either a button or some kind of text link, as the final call to action at that step in the journey, so that it's very, very intuitive and obvious to them where you want them to go. Then what they'll do is they will click on that link and move to the next step in the journey. And so that continues, step by step, click by click, phone call by phone call. Now you choreograph this thing. And once you feel that they're at a point in their journey where, you know, they've got a bit of faith that you are going to provide, you know, the value that they're looking for, it is then your task to help them to trust you. Okay, so they're going through this hope, faith, trust. It's another one of these, you know, rules of three, this rule of thirds kind of thing. So three is the magic number. So it's hope, faith and trust. They arrive at the door with hope. You start to choreograph this journey with, you know, great content, great interaction. So they build faith that you're the right organization. And then just before the point of conversion, they need to trust you. And one of the ways that very reliably is going to allow them to trust you is if they see that they're not the first people to go through this journey. If they see people just like them, so they see you know, a mirror effect, if you like. So they see examples of testimonials, case studies, quotes at the point in the journey where they're just about making that shall I, shan't I decision. They see confident examples. They could be video testimonials, they could be just little quotes on the, at the bottom of the web page, whatever these things happen to be. It's examples of other people who have been through the journey before them who have had great outcomes. So it's not just about, yeah, their products are great, it's about how were these people's worlds improved, made different, added value to as a result of making that commitment. And if they see that, they don't then feel like they're the first person to go through this journey, and that will help them to trust you. And at this point, then, you should have established a relationship. So you've profiled them so that you know that they're the kind of people you want to be doing business with. And then by that point, for reciprocal relationship here is that they will also see that, you know, you're highly relevant to them, and they will have built the faith and the trust then to convert. And so the process of conversion, as long as it's not too arduous and as long as it's quite straightforward and it continues this click by click approach, very, very clear at each step, you will then convert that person. And as I said a little bit earlier, that's when the real fun starts, because the vast majority of value you're going to get from digital marketing and social media is at the retention phase, that point in the journey where you now have this customer to build a relationship with. And the idea here is to keep them in what we call a holding pattern. So by drip feeding information to them on a timely basis, either by email or by sort of drip feeding through, say, Twitter or newsletters or whatever you feel is appropriate with your product and service and with their expectation. And if you don't know that, ask a few friendlies of that particular customer persona definition. And once you've found out what those particular tools are at this point in the journey, drip feed content that keeps them updated, keeps them aware. We'll talk in the next episode about content strategy and the kinds of things you'll say differently at each of the stages. But for now, just think about the kinds of things that will resonate with them. The kinds of things not that's going to help them to understand what you do, because they've already been through that at the awareness stage. This is much more about keeping them engaged, keeping them fresh in mind, and also, of course, not understanding exactly when it is they might be looking to come back and be upsold to or be, you know, open and willing to be cross-sold to. You don't necessarily know when that point is, so you've got to be drip feeding so that they are always then thinking of you, so that they're not then enticed away by a competitor, or that they just, you know, forget the purchase that they've just done. So by doing, and again, it's little and often, so we're not looking to bombard them here, but by doing a steady flow of highly valuable information, you will sustain that relationship. And two things happen as a result of doing that. The first thing, obviously, is they will come back again for an additional purchase or for some added value, of course, adding value to the financial relationship that you have with them. But really importantly, they will start to talk about the great experience that you've choreographed for them. And that results in what we call advocacy. And that is one of the huge benefits, one of the absolutely huge benefits of keeping a customer satisfied through this retention phase of the customer journey. The advocacy that you can stimulate. And what do we mean by advocacy? It means that they talk to their family, their friends, their peers, their colleagues, people who are also very likely to be quite similar to them. And what happens? Well, that great advocacy then starts to stimulate those people to come in through the customer journey of their own. And of course, that is the word of mouth that we started this whole conversation with. So you can see that you can start to scale your business by doing great customer journey activity. So be very clear about all of those stepping stones, all of those points in the journey that you're choreographing. Don't make the journey too short. You know, people have to build that faith and trust, so give them enough time and enough content to be able to do that. But don't make it too long such that you lose them because, you know, things just drift and they're really not that interested after a short while. And of course, at each step in that journey, you can monitor, particularly if you're talking about digital communications, you can monitor how many people went from page to page, went from a particular social media post to the next step in their journey. So ultimately, you will be able to then continuously improve the customer journey day by day, tweet by tweet, blog post by blog post, and ensure that you're providing excellent value, not only for the customer, but also for your business. So customer journey is, as I say, right at the heart of effective marketing and communications, and it's never been more so than here in 2018. So if you've not done this activity and you haven't really started to think about, you know, the experience that you're choreographing, now is the time to do it. Be very, very clear for your customer persona that this journey is for them. And if you have a lot of different types of customers that you've been profiling, choreograph a different journey for each. Start with the highest priority one and really kind of understand the process, test it out, measure it, see what happens, and then replicate the whole customer journey process and philosophy across each of the target customer personas you have. You will notice a huge improvement both in efficiency but also in effectiveness. And all of this activity should go straight to the bottom line, because this is the way to generate revenue. This is the way to enhance your conversions. And this is the way not to just be busy and making lots of chaotic noise in digital marketing, but to do things for the right reason. And the right reason is to carefully handhold your customers through a journey that adds value not only for their experience, but also for your financial performance. So I wish you a lot of great success with your customer journey plotting. And in the next episode, episode 6, I will see you and talk to you about content strategy. But for now, I've been Neil Wilkins, and thank you very much for listening.